Nice to see everyone again. Thank you for coming. Baruch Hashem, we're finally here. The real taste of Purim. The Sfarim say the Purim is a time of Lamed al Nafshim, that the Jew comes to appreciate the essential quality of a Yid, what it means to Yiddishkeit. Purim is a Zman that as we pass through these days, these months, Baruch Hashem, we have two this year, a person should walk out of Purim like he's a Yid again. He's in touch with his Yiddishkeit. It says in the Megillah, Rami v'nei ha'aretz m'si adim. B'nei saw they were misgayrim. Many g'mtoyim were misgayr. And it's a yontiv where a person feels like he's fresh again, like he's a Yid again. Speak a little bit. When a certain Indian in the Megillah, of course we have to ask ourselves, what's the whole Indian of Purim Katan Bechlau? Such a chiddush, such a gift that Hashem Yisroch gives us, that not only is there Purim Gadol, but there's also Purim Katan. Of course, the Mishnah tells us that Purim Katan is really void of Kriyas Megillah, Matanas Levyonim, Mishloach Manos. Ksav Sefer has a chiddush to give Mishloach Manos. But other than that, what are we left with if we have those things? If we have nothing, then what are we celebrating? One of the OECs just agav to mention the kasha, we'll come back to Siyat Tishmai, that there's a tough rabbasi, it says, V'atichtayv Esther, it's called Tokev, that she wrote called Tokev, and the tough is a tough rabbasi. It's a big tough. So what does that tough represent? So we know that we're reading in these parshas about the big day kahuna, the big day lavan, and the big day zav. And apich chitzonius, it would appear that the big day zav are more chasha than the big day lavan, because zav is very expensive, it's valued, and lavan is just plain white clothes. The big day zav were not just more beautiful because of their zav, but they had very expensive articles. The choshen, of course, was magnificent. Me'il, and the tzitz, the pe'ir, and the real covenant tiferes of the Kohen Gadol came out, was shining forth through the big day zav. Yet there's a mile of big day lavan. The Maharal writes that the whole Indian of Lavan is the Indian of Pashtus. That every single color boasts its unique quality. Whereas Lavan, which is that white, which is that simple Pashtus, that it can accept all colors in it. That's the beauty of Lavan. And if somebody were to ask you, how should a Jew go into the Kodesh Kodeshim? How should the Kohen Gadol go into the Kodesh Kodeshim on Yom Kippur? Your instinct would be to say, you should go with the big days off. Of course, the big days off. It's appropriate. To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you're going in with the big day lavan. You're only going with the big day lavan. Of course, there's a reason in Kategor Nasa Sanegor, but in Pnimius, that's the way it has to be. It has to be that way, that you go in with the big day lavan. That's how a Jew goes into the Kodesh Kodeshim. What that means, what that's telling us, is that Zav is Chashav. Of course Zav is more Chashav. And Lavan is just Pashit. Simple. But in the Chitzonius, Chashav is more Chashav than Pashtus. But in Pnimius, Pashtus trumps Chashivas. That's why in the kingdom of Achashverosh, there was only Zahav. In Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar, in Perek Mem Tes, he says, Everything in the house of Achashverosh was Zav. V'hashkois b'klei Zahav, he used only klei Zav. There's some things here and there which were Kesef and other things, but it was mostly Zav, the Sharvit HaZav. This is the symbol of the Malchus of Achashverosh, the Sharvit HaZav. To come to the king, he needs to give you the Sharvit HaZav. He needs to give you the golden scepter. That's how you come to an Achashverosh. To come here, you need Zav. But in the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zav will only get you so far. To get Lifnai of Lifnim, to get all the way in, a Jew needs to know the Inyan of Pashtus. The secret of Lavan. And of course, the big day Zav can take you into the Heichal, and there's amazing, tremendous, beautiful things there. There's the Menorah, there's the Ketores, there's the Shulchan Aponim. It's perhaps the most magnificent room in the entire Beis HaMikdash. But to get Lifnai V'Lifnim to that Aron Kodesh, to get to the prize, to the treasure, can only be with the Big Day Lavan. And the simon to that is that when you look and you come into the Kodesh Kodeshim, if a person is Zeiche, and even the Kohen Gadol who was the only one to go in, Chazal tell us that in the times of Aliyah L'Regel, they would open up, the person was able to see all the way into the Kodesh Kodeshim. You can see on the face of the Aron Kodesh, the secret to get in is the Pnei HaKruvim. The face of the Tinoik, the face of the Na'ar, which is the Simen, which is like the passport, which says to come in here, you need a face like this. You need that Tmimus, that Mida, that Na'aris to be able to enter into the Kodesh Kodesh. And it comes from a Hakara that although it would seem in Chitzonias that the Chashivas of Zav and the Pashas of Lavan, that they clash with each other, that they are at odds with each other, that there's a Machlekes between the two of them, that's only as far as the Heichel goes. Where the Heichel says, here you wear Zav, you don't wear Lavan. That's the place of Chashivas. But to get into the Kodesh Kodeshim, you have to take the Chashivas of Lavan with you. You don't say goodbye to the Lavan. What you say is that what I understand moving forward is that there's something called Chashivas, but what I understand in Pnimei Pnimius, which is the place of Lifnai V'Lifnim, is that the real most Chashiv thing that there is the Pashtus and Tmimus itself. But Derech Remez, if you take the word Purim and you make a Mem Demansipach, which means Mem is Gematria 600, so then Purim is Gematria 896, which is the same Gematria as the word Tmimus. Tav Mem Yud Mem Vav Tav. 896. And Chazal say about Mordechai in the Medrash, they darshan on him the pasuk Shmar Tam Urei Yashir Ki Acharish Leish Shalom. Shmar Tam. That Hashem watched over Mordechai because he was an Ishtam. We have to understand for ourselves, what is the Tmimus of Mordechai? Where do we see the Tmimus of Mordechai in the Megillah? I will explain B'siyat HaDishmai. But before, I don't want to forget this Nakuda because it's so Nogei L'maisa. Yes, L'maisa. When a Jew drinks on Purim, and that's the Tachas of the day, the Chayav Inish L'Bisumi Yad Lo Yada. And we know Purim is Ki Yom HaKippurim, the Zohar says, and just like the Kohen Gadol goes Lifnai V'Lifnim, every single Jew goes Lifnai V'Lifnim on Purim through the mitzvah of Chayav Inish L'Bisumi. And he goes into the recesses of his heart, to his Yiddishkeit, to reveal that Yiddishkeit. And he has to go into his own mikdash. But if he's a Jew that thrives on chashivas, on titles, on accomplishments, then he will only get so far as the heichal in his heart. To enter into the Kodesh Kodeshim of a Jew, the only way to go in is if a person is able to be makir, that my real chashivas is my pashtas and my tmimas, which is my essential Yiddishkeit, because there's nothing greater. There's no maila and there's no kinya, there's no madrega that a Jew can be kone, which is greater than the essential neshama which a Jew has, which is what tmimus is. It's not a stupid simplicity. It's that a person is such a chacham to be makir that his greatest attribute and the greatest gift is something which he already contains. and he works on his life, and he uses all of his chachma to bring out that tmimus to kedusha, which is the nekudas Yaakov, the ishtam, which is within each and every person. So therefore, this whole shalom poskim, drinking on Purim ad lo yada, is it ad v'lo yad b'chlal? Or is it ad v'ad b'chlal? There was a dream from the Shai Ephraim. What do we do? What's the lamais of that? But the teretz is that you can drink. You can drink, but it really depends on what a person's focus is. If a person is looking stamazoi, that he wants to drink hefker, chves, he's not even in the mikdash, forget about it. He's outside the makom mikdash completely. But if a Jew is drinking, not to be kalas rosh, because there's no kalas rosh on the makom har bayis. If a person wants honestly to drink, and he wants to do it l'shem shemaim, as much as he can, but he's interested in being a b'madrega, and for the chashivas of it, so then it will only take him so far as the heichal, which is ad v'loy ad b'chla. But if a person wants to bring out the nekud of his Yiddishkeit, that nekud is atmimus, then if that is the intention, then the drinking will take him ad v'ad b'chla. Ad v'ad b'chla. We find by Yosef at Tzadik that the brothers were choshed Yosef. What were they choshed Yosef exactly? L'chore, they knew that Yosef was a very big tzaddik. It wasn't shaykh like Yaakov, although it's true that Avram had Yishmael and Yitzhak had an Esav, and perhaps they felt that Yosef was the black sheep, he was like the runt of the children of Yaakov. But not, it's, you could say that, but l'chore, it's not all pipshat. It's more mizbor and mavur to say that they knew Yosef was a tzaddik. If Yaakov thought that he was a tzaddik, then they believed Yaakov, that he was a tzaddik. So what was the issue with Yaakov, with Yosef? The issue with Yosef is that they saw that Yosef was a person who had a lot of inyanim. And he was a big tzaddik, he was masal so besarai, he was making yichudim with his hair. You don't really learn pshat this way, right? He was making yichudim with his hair, and with his eyes, and he had a whole inyan with ketanis pasim, and he was using lots of inyanim. He was a person, lots of inyanim. He was a big chacham, ben zakunim hulai. He was a ben zakunim, like the Targum says, he was a ben chakima. He was a person with tremendous chachma. And the Shvatim said, this is not the mahalach we have the Messiah from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is ish tam, that he goes bitzmimus, and already Yosef is paving a path for himself, which is shaloi alpi the Messiah of Yaakov Avinu. They were chayshed him with inyanim, that he was going with his chachma and he wasn't going with his tmimus. That he was wearing big day zav and he wasn't wearing big day lavan, which is of course what the ketonis pasim represents. All the colors, it was the opposite of the big day lavan. And they said, in order to be the kohen, which is the kohen gadol amongst us, ha kohen ha gadol me'echav, that he's truly greater than his brothers, then he has to be me'echav. That he has, they have to feel the love of Yosef. They have to feel that brotherly love and that connection. So they didn't mamish hate him. Vayisnu also means that if they felt that it was possible to hate him, that means that he wasn't really the Kohen Gadol. Because the Kohen Gadol has to have the midah of Aaron, that he's just overflowing with Ava. He's Oyev Toiva, Oyev Toira, he's Oyev Esabrios. If they weren't margish that on Yosef, then he's really not the Kohen Gadol. So what did they do? What did they do? Shtein pasuk vayafshitu es Yosef es kutanto es ksoinas apasim esher olav, that they stripped him of his ktoinis and the ktoinis pasim, and said, this is not for you. You need to go betmimus and with a pashtus vayafshitu es Yosef. The Sfarim said they brought him to a place of pashtus, and they threw him into a bor of nechashim and akravim, because to survive in those dangerous places, you can only survive betmimus. Like the Yavit says, anybody who went with Chachma in the times of the Gzeris and the Shmadim, they all became a Shmadim. The only Jews who were able to withstand all of the Nisyanis of every generation are the Jews who go with the holy Tmimus. And they tested him. They threw him into the Nachash and Akravim, and they sent him down to Mitzrayim without the Ketonis Pasim. This is a Jew who needs Pashtas. But what they didn't know about Yosef is that he was a very simple Jew too. Because the Pasuk says about him, not only was he ben zakunim, it says v'hu na'ar. He was a nar with that chachma. And when he's in Mitzrayim, he's called the nar ivri. The nar ivri. Because in order to survive in Mitzrayim, in that place of sakana, just like going into the Kodesh Kodeshim was the greatest sakana possible. And the passport is that pnei hanar. The only way Yosef can survive in Mitzrayim was through the Na'aras. By Afshitu es Yosef, they brought him to that place of Pashtus. And the Kohen Gadol has to go with both Midos. This is the Inyan of the Urim V'Tumim. There's the Urim, which is the Bechin of Chachma. Because Chachma is called Or. Vayayim Elokim Yihi Or. Vayihi Or, which is of course the second Maimer Ma'aseh Bereishis, which is connected to the sphere of Chachma. And there's Tmimus, which is the Bechin of Tumim. There's the Urim V'Tumim. The Kohen Gadol needs to wear on his heart both Midas. That Ben Zakunim and the Inyan of Naras. And although in Pasuk it says, Urim V'Tumim, that it would appear that the Urim comes first before the Tumim. It's only when you come to the end of the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu tells you, he says, Tumecha V'Urecha L'Ish Chasidacha. To an Ish Chasid, to a person who wants to go Lifnai V'Lifnim, Lifnei Mishur Sadin into the Kodesh Kodeshim, to such a person who's a Chasid, Tumecha V'Urecha. The Tumim comes before the Urim. These two inyanim correspond to Purim Gadol and Purim Katan. There's the Ma'or HaGadol, which is the inyan of the Shemesh, which is the sun, which is the inyan of Chachma, Kulam B'Chachma Sisa, and then there's the Levana, which is that inyan of Tmimus, Lechi Ma'atiyas Atzmech, Ki'atem Ma'at Mikol Amim, the Tmimus of the Yareach. And Purim Gadol is filled with many milas and many nyanim. There's Megillas Esther, there's Matanos Avyanim, Mishlach Manos, there's so many nyanim. Whereas Purim Katan, the gift of Purim Katan is the tmimus and the pashtus of the essence of what Purim is. That a Jew should be able to be dovik to the nakuda of tmimus and pashtus. Because it's a very pashat day. And we don't really know how to do with pashat things. We need things to be complicated all the time. We need things to do, things to touch. But there's a certain pashtus, just be in the day. Just allow Purim to do to you, not what you could do at Purim. Trying to understand the pashtus of Mordechai. The pashtus of Mordechai. It says, Vayikra Mordechai is begadav. When the Gzeirah came, it says that he tore up his clothes. And the Sefer Megillah Starim, he writes, Hayakein kri al ames. It was like he was tearing his garments on a mace. Shemayra al davar shekila va'avar. Something which is passing, which is fleeting. L'hayreisem. He wanted to tell them. Shalei yivakshu sibos u'drachem ech levatal gzeira. Don't go looking for ways to be mevatal the gzeira. Kilo yoyel. It's not going to help. Rak sheyirbu tefila v'sachanunim. Just daven and give tachanunim tasha. I think it's true that when we find ourselves in crisis, when things happen to us, we're at a point where we need to react and to do something. So our first reaction is like, what could we do? Where could we go? Who could we ask for help? And I think it's true in Ruchnius too. When we're looking to grow and to steig, it's very easy to look for the extra things to do. How can I be Mosef? What type of a chumrah can I take upon myself? How can I push myself in this way or do something which is so foreign to what I would like to do? As if that's the real mysterious nature. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. But the MS is that what Hashem Yisroel Baruch Hu wants many times is just that he wants simple. Simple. Davin. Davin. You go to my Rebbe Rav Matal, people go when they think they're getting, he's a makubal, so they're going to get skulas and they get all different types of fancy tricks. The only thing he ever says is Davin. Davin. That's all we have left in this generation. We don't have anybody who can give kamiyas and can give skulas, and that's what Hashem Yisbaruch wants. This is what he wants. He wants that Yidden should just turn to him. Pashat. Tmimas. Just the Ribbono Shalom himself. Not anything which he made where there's no connection with him. That he wants that a Jew should turn to Torah and to Sachanunim. That's what Mordechai was telling them. Don't look for fancy things. Don't make inyanim. Just daven to Hashem. And that's exactly what he did. That's exactly what it was. Because any inyanim would have been too small to tear up a gzeira like this. It was only through Tefillin Tachanunin that he was able to open up the Gzeira, not just to open the Gzeira, but to make a Ben Hapachu and turn things around. Find similarly, it says that Zeresh tells Haman, Uva Voiker Emor LaMelech, when you go into the king, tell him in the morning, Uva Voiker Emor LaMelech. Why in the morning? So the Sfarim say, Megillah Sedio, he writes, why in the morning? Because you have to get there before Mordechai davens Shachris. Because if you don't get there before he davens Shachris, then you're doomed. This is one of the biggest chidushim I ever saw. What do you mean? Mordechai is Shachris? He davens Shachris every day. Could that be so threatening to him? What about before Tikkun Chatzos? What about finishing Tehillim? What about a 300 dips in the mikvah? What about that? Before he davened Shachris? That's what he was concerned about? The Torah says, yeah. Chazal built into the Seder Hayom everything that a Jew needs to be matzliach. Shachris is how you matzliach. Mincha, Mairiv, a Seder in the morning, a Seder in the afternoon, Limud HaTorah. The bread and butter of Yiddishkeit is the Iker. Everything else is tafel. And as soon as we make the mistake to be fancy and to make inyanim, then we're vena hapachus. Then we're turning everything around. And the Rabbanan, they look at us and they say, what are you doing? We didn't make it this way. If we wanted it to be this way, we would have said, you know, Sheikh Ululav in the morning, and then mikvah in the afternoon, and then tefillin this way, and then to go do makkah, and put a mezuzahs every day. It's not what's going on. Chazal said, you need to do the recipe for hatzlacha, is what's ikr is ikr. Shachris is a strong shachris. Mincha is a strong mincha. Marv is a strong marv. And that's what she was afraid of. Don't let him daven shachris. The Zera Kodesh brings in Parashas Kiseitze that he heard from his Rebbe, the Noam Elimelech, that once he had an Aliyas Neshama, and he went up, 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 and he saw in his Aliyas Neshama, he saw that there was this building which the Sitra Acher was making, a very, very, very big building, and every day at the same time in the afternoon, something would happen and the building would go like this and it collapse. So Zera Kodesh says, the Noam Elimelech said to him, what's going on every single day? That they're building this big building and every day it comes down. So they told the Noam Elimelech, this is what happens. Every day the Sitra Acher wants to make this building, which will be a big Chil Hashem and a big destruction of the Yidden. You know what happens every day at this time? There's a Yid, Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak, that he davids mincha every day. And when he davids mincha every day, he knocks down the building. You know who Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak is? The Chayzer from Lublin. The Chayzer from Lublin davids mincha every day. Because he davens every day, as soon as he davens mincha, he knocks it down. What do you mean? The chayzer from Lublin? What about all the menisim and the niflos that he did? What do you mean? When he saw from here till tomorrow, he knocks it down. No. The chayzer from Lublin davens mincha. When he davens mincha, he knocks it down. It's not just stam shachris mincha marv. Avram tikin shachris. This is what they were busy with. Yitzchak tikin mincha. Yaakov tikin marv. This is what they were doing. This is the Messiah which they left for us. If it would have been any other way, they would have made it that way. This is why Mordechai is called Ish Yemini. Ish Yemini. First of all, the Yemin is the right hand, which is the Iker hand, which means that he knew what was Iker and what was Tafel. But on top of that, what Ish Yemini means is Ki Yemincha Pshuta L'Kabel Shavim. The Yad Yamin is Yamin Pashat. That's exactly what Purim is about. Yamin Chapshuta L'Kabal Shavin, which is why we have a din. We have a din. Nice din L'Chol HaPayshet Yad. That's exactly what Mordechai was, and that's where this halacha comes from. Mordechai stood with his right hand outstretched like this to Hashem, and he says, give me. Not because of any fancy things, because you're the Baal HaRachamim. And I come before you with no tricks, and no eitzes, and no skulas, nothing else other than this right hand. Like the Gemara says, he's called Ben Kish, that he was Hikish al Dalsei Rachamim, that he was just banging on the door for Rachamim. That's all he did. Every day he showed up and he banged on the door. He banged on the door until Hashem opened it. And Hashem put it in his hand. Ki mincha pshuta l'kabel shav. And that's the Vatichtev essay with the Tav for Abasi. Because the Ari says many times, the letter Tav is Gematria Pshuta. Matcha Pshuta, that although it's the last letter of the Aleph Beis, and you would think the Tav, it's just Psoilus. But on Purim, that Tav becomes very big. It's Rabasi. The Tav stands for Tmimus, of course. The Tav of Tmimus is very big. It's the Yemincha Pshuta L'Kabel Shamim. And that's the din. And that's really what Purim Katan brings out. That Katan, that Tmimus, that Loivin, that Lavninus, the godless of Pashtus, that when you merge the Chashivas with that Pashtus, we're able to go Liknav Lifnim, Kadosh Baruch Hu should be Zeicha, that right at the beginning of the journey, we're tasting a little bit of that Pashtus, we should be able to follow it through. And even when things become complicated, to know, to turn to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be Mechazik our Starim, to be Mechazik our Tfilis, so the way of the Iker Derech and Avodah Zashem, we should be Zeicha, to have a month of Marbim Mesimcha without to be Zeicha, so the Gudosh and Midas Mehav Amen.